something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday.
Start of another work week, man. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Monday, damn it. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. How was everybody's weekend?
Weekend was good. I was in Norfolk, Virginia. I saw you there, DJ Envy. By the way, I had a great time. The hotel we stayed at, I guess it's a brand new hotel that just opened right on the water.
The Main, Hilton Main.
Yeah, the Main. It was beautiful. One of the nicest hotels.
That's brand new hotel out there.
Yeah, so we had a great time out there. And then, you know, I just came home yesterday and watched the game like everybody else.
Now, Saturday was my daughter's birthday. She turned 4. She was so excited for that. So we had a little party at the house. And then today is my son's birthday. He turns 3. And they are excited about their carnival theme party. So they are very, very happy about that. There's going to be all types of animals there. Petting zoo animals, Charlamagne.
They're not really petting zoo animals.
Yes, they are.
They're actually dinner. You got chickens. You got ducks. What else you had there that was
cows,
tasty?
Goats,
cows and goats.
No snakes.
You can curry everything you just named. I never had curry duck, though.
I've never heard of it.
Definitely had curry goat. I don't think I had curry beef either.
Duck sliders are good.
Either way, that's some great eating you got there. A lot of good protein.
But it's going to be a nice petting zoo. And then last night, I watched the game. I went to the 40-40 to watch the game. Shout out to Natina who invited me.
The game was trash.
It was
first
trash.
Half was good. First second half was good. Trash.
I seen Jeezy there. I seen Fabulous there. I seen Kevin Hart there, and somebody. Oh, Lil Mo was there. We had a good time watching the game last night. I was kind of mad that the game was so trash in the second half.
Best thing about the NBA Finals is the commercials. All I'm sitting back doing is like, oh, I'm going to go see Homecoming Spider-Man, of course, because I'm a Marvel head, mm-hmm. and oh, I'm going to go see War of the Planet of the Apes. I can't wait.
Mm. Okay? Did you go see Wonder Woman?
No, I haven't. I hate DC.
Was he allowed? I thought for the first week, you know, first couple of shows, there was no men allowed. I thought.
What? What are you talking about?
That's
you
what they said.
By
the way,
that sounds like sexism. How could there be no men allowed to go see
people
the movie?
People were pissed off about it because they weren't.
Come
allowed.
On, now that sounds.
Look it up. Look it up.
The Wonder Woman trailer looked trash, but I'm hearing good reviews about the movie. But I'm a Marvel head. I'm not a DC guy. But I think I will go check out Wonder Woman.
You support it, just a female because. Superhero. Women.
I do support female superheroes, but you know the ones I support. I support Ms. Marvel, and I support. Ironheart, who's the little black girl, Riri, who's the new Iron Man. See, I don't read the comic books.
No,
so
no.
Yeah. Ms. Marvel got a movie coming out in 2019, I believe. But her comic book is really great. But salute to Kevin Hart. I was with Kevin yesterday. We had a book con. I've been book trapping all week.
How was that?
Oh, BookCon was crazy. BookCon is like a big book convention that they do, I guess, every year here in New York. I've never been before. But me and Kevin Hart were actually on the main stage because Kevin's book comes out tomorrow. I can't make this up.
Okay.
And you know me, I'm a New York Times bestseller.
There you go.
Yes. I got one up on Kevin Hart for just a brief moment in my life.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's definitely going to be a New York Times bestseller.
Oh, yeah, without question. Mm-hmm. He might be number one. He might be number one.
But let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, terrible. We'll talk about the attacks that happened in London that left 7 people dead. And we'll talk about ISIS claiming responsibility for that. And we'll tell you what your president had to say as well on Twitter.
All right. Well, let's get into a new joint. This is DJ Khaled featuring Drake.
What?
It's called To The Max.
Oh, drop one of Clues Bombs for iHeartRadio's own DJ Khaled.
That was DJ Khaled, Drake To The Max.
Hey, say it right. That was iHeartRadio's own DJ Khaled, okay, To The Max.
My goodness.
All right, let me tell you something. It's not too many artists that get the support from iHeartRadio that DJ Khaled gets, okay? And that record is cool. Like most Khaled records, they'll play it a million times a week for the next few months, and I'll start to dig it more. That's how I was with Shining.
Shining was okay at first when I first heard it.
But now, I can't stop singing it.
The Justin Bieber joint, too.
No, I'm not, man. That's trash.
I like that one. That's not trash.
That's like a number one song.
It is. No, the Bieber's trash.
No, it's not trash.
Bieber's trash. Shining's fire, but the Bieber and Migos record, Chance, that's trash.
No. Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, speaking of trash, last night, Golden State Warriors beat the... I don't know why they put Spurs on here, but beat the Cavaliers 132-113. Now, Steph Curry did have a triple-double. They didn't even acknowledge. Now, Steph Curry did have a triple-double. He had 32 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. And also, LeBron had a triple-double. The game, the first half, was pretty good, but it looks like the Cavs just run out of steam.
I told y'all at the start of the series that I was picking the Cavs, which means Golden State was probably going to win the series. Okay?
Happens like that.
Yeah, exactly. The Cavs just don't have enough. That's just all it boils down to. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even like that super team thing no more.
Yeah, it's whack.
Because the Golden State Warriors got, it's like a playing a game of spades, and the Golden State Warriors got 4 books, right? Like, you know
Absolutely.
Draymond coming, you know Klay coming, you know KD coming, you know Steph coming. The Cavaliers got 1 book and, like, 2 possibles.
No, they got 2 books.
No, Kyrie's a possible, man.
Kyrie busting ass the last 2 games, man.
No, he didn't. Kyrie didn't show up last night like he should have. Kyrie had 17 points.
He did good, but Kyrie been busting ass in this whole playoffs.
He got to go Super Saiyan. He got to elevate to a whole nother level.
Well, imagine you lose this game, and then a reporter asks you a question that's kind of silly. Well, here's how LeBron responded.
LeBron, you trust a case where you got to shoot defense home court at this point?
Well, I mean, are you a smart guy? I think so, right? So if we don't defend home court, what happens?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm asking you.
Well, yeah, then you guys are looking at putting sweat.
All right. So the answer to your question.
What was the question? Because I watched that on Instagram about 10 times last night.
Are you going to
defend home court? Are you going to defend?
Okay. Got you.
He's like, of course. Why wouldn't we? You're a smart guy.
I mean, that's really not even a question LeBron can ask. Mm-mm. He can say, I mean, I hope to win. But I don't know until we play the game.
Well, let's talk about what happened in London. So sad.
Terrible incident. So let me just break it down for you. The London Bridge, by the way, has partially reopened to traffic this morning as the city is working to recover from a terrorist attack over the weekend. 7 people were killed and dozens more were injured. Now, the bridge has been closed since Saturday. That is when three armed men, they were wearing fake suicide vests, they drove a van into a crowd on the bridge, and then they got out. They attacked other people with knives in nearby the nearby market. Now, ISIS has claimed responsibility for this attack that happened. There's still more than 30 victims that are hospitalized, and 21 of those victims are in critical condition. Now, ISIS, according to sources, are saying that they did. They're claiming responsibility because ISIS posted a message on Saturday. That message called for followers to use vehicles, guns, and knives to kill the civilians of the Crusaders during the holy month of Ramadan. So really the goal is they just put out a message like that to inspire people to carry out attacks like this. Now here is what one eyewitness who's from Brooklyn had to say.
All I could see was one man at the front on the ground with a pool of blood forming. You couldn't really see it because there was so much blood around his head. I like searched around with my hands and it was on the back of his head. I got up and shouted towards the group of people in the back of the pub, "Is there a doctor?" Looking back, it's terrifying, but in the moment, it's just instinct kicks in. I wasn't even thinking about the possibility of how much more dangerous it was up near the front of the pub, near the door, than it was in the back with everybody else.
Wow.
I got to go to London in August to do my podcast live. I'm thinking about canceling that trip.
Well, police have shot
and killed the three attackers, and they fired about 50 rounds of gunfire.
Now, they said the police stopped this thing in 8 minutes. They said in 8 minutes, all three suspects were dead. That's pretty fast.
Right, and they're still arresting people from the neighborhood and other people connected with the attackers.
Wow.
No, pray for everybody in London. Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Right. And that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. If you had a bad weekend, an effed up weekend, you just want to vent. Or maybe you had a great weekend. Maybe you feel blessed. Maybe today's your birthday. Maybe today's one of your kids' birthdays. Whatever it may be, if you feel blessed, 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man
or black.
Say it with your chest. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? Jesus Paul, man.
Yo, relax, relax,
you
bro.
Know
you sound
Monday
like you eat too
morning,
much
bro.
Pork.
Oh, yeah, what's up, man? This foul pork. You don't even know me, man.
Relax, my brother.
But why you mad?
I ain't mad. I'm just trying to call you. I'm trying to come up there to the station. You know what I'm saying? I'll be up there in another week.
Nah, we good.
We
don't need no 40.
Yo, what y'all trying to say? I'm trying to come up there in another week. Okay, y'all trying to say no or not?
All right, come get beat up. I'm trying to get beat up.
I'm trying to come up there and eat up, man. Y'all got some pizza?
Listen, man, we don't want to talk to no 40-year-old struggle rappers. That's what he sound like. He sound like a 40-year-old struggle rapper.
Definitely.
40-year-old struggle rappers always sound like that. Yo, what's up, my G? Yo, what's happening, my G? Yo, y'all got this mixtape, though.
Definitely Tim's and shorts.
Jeans, Timberlands.
Hello, who's this?
This is Muhammad.
Muhammad, you mad or you blessed?
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Walaikum assalam, bro. How are you?
How are you?
Now I'm mad. I'm actually mad.
Why are you calling, bro? Okay, why are you so mad?
Because about the ISIS attack, like everything that happens in anywhere, they always blame Muslims, you know? Now they're trying to blame this on us because it's the holy month of Ramadan. So all of a sudden now.
Now hold on, you're not a member of ISIS, are you?
The fuck I am.
So who is us? Who is us? ISIS, just because you're Muslim doesn't mean you're part of ISIS.
Yeah, but what he's saying is a lot of people do generalize. They just look at all Muslims like they're members of ISIS, or all Muslims are terrorists. They definitely do generalize.
ISIS is a very small fraction of people.
Yeah, but
who are extremists?
Like, I'm an Uber driver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get people that get in my car that as soon as they read my name, they automatically got an attitude with me.
Yeah.
Well, ISIS did claim responsibility for the attack.
Yeah, but like they don't just say ISIS. They look at all Muslims
that is
as
a fact.
ISIS.
That is a fact, sir.
You know that, and I know that.
That is a fact. As soon as stuff like this happened, Donald Trump tried to use this as a reason for the Muslim ban. That's why we should have a Muslim ban.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, this is Sabina Franklin from Paterson, New Jersey. How are you today?
How are you doing this morning? Get it off your chest. What's up?
I'm mad this morning. You know, I listen to you guys every morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And it took me a minute to get on the phone to talk about why I'm mad. And I'm mad because my cousin was murdered on the 15th of May.
Jesus Christ.
And right here in Neptune, New Jersey, and you talking about, you know, I was listening to the terrorism that's going on. I'm listening to the president. We got terrorism going on right here in our neighborhood.
That is true.
You know, people are killing people. They took my cousin away from us. He was a great guy. I left 10 kids behind.
Yeah.
You know, they beat him, they shot him. He had 10 kids.
Why?
We don't know what happened. He was called somewhere, and he went there, got off of work. He had just got his CDL license. He loved his kids. He was in their life. He was always a humble person as a baby. And they beat him, and they shot him. They just killed him.
Damn, I'm sorry for your loss.
Definitely sorry to hear that.
It has devastated our family to the core, you know, and you hear about it on the news, you see it on the news, but when it hits home, you know, and I'm angry because now, you know, he's just another black guy that's got killed and they don't really care. They don't know who did it. They're not trying to find out who did it. You know, but to be beaten the way he was beaten, you know, and to be shot the way and killed the way he was killed.
Yeah.
You know.
What was his name? What was his name?
His name was Mark Ruffin, IBS. That was his nickname. You know, his nickname. But you know, he was always, you know, just a humble person, and he was doing great things in his life.
And you said this happened where? Where it happened at?
May 15th.
That happened in Neptune, New Jersey.
I would tell everybody in Neptune, New Jersey, if you know anything about the death of Mark Ruffin, if you know who possibly killed him, I would definitely tell the authorities, because I tell you all the time, man, that if you don't tell on these people who are doing these things in the neighborhood, it just continues the cycle of violence and murder in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
And the next person that could get killed could be you or somebody you
love. Could be your relative.
So if you know something about this situation, man, please speak up. F that whole not snitching rule that goes on in the hood. That is some BS that has done nothing but continue to keep our hoods effed up.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're feeling blessed, you need to call us. If you're feeling mad, call us. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, Christian from the Beers. How y'all doing?
What's up, bro? Why you mad this morning?
Yo, I'm mad at Charlamagne the God, man. Yo, I was listening to the radio the other day, and he was talking about the party guy, talking about he wanted to invite him to your crib just so you could show your son now what not to be when he grows up. That's messed up, man.
Why is that messed up?
Man, because look, listen, that's his bread and butter. He might be making more money than a lot of people out there.
First of all, I need you to relax, because I'm not talking about his occupation. I'm talking about the fact that he's 40 years old and still wants to rap. I ain't talking about the fact that I respect the fact that he does porta potties, and now he does, what do you do now? Peanut oil.
He sells peanut oil.
I respect anybody making an honest living. I'm talking about the fact he's 40 years old and wants to rap, sir. So now what you got to say?
Hold on. I got another thing I'm mad at you about. Yo, you keep talking about the BX is a crazy place where people come from. Nah. BX is the best place ever. Stop trying to violate, man.
You from the BX?
Yes, sir.
By the way, the BX in Florida have the craziest people in America. Sorry. It's not my fault.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's your boy, Sean Stone.
Right on time. Sean Stone.
What a great role model you are.
Hey, you know what's so crazy? I should be a great role model, and Charlamagne always be tearing me down.
Oh, my God. I'm not tearing you down. I respect
That's a
you.
Fact.
I just don't respect your rap
He's
career.
He's tearing your rap career down.
Hold on. What you mean you don't respect my rap career? I'm the first dude that you dropped a bomb on that's unsigned.
That's
what
a fact.
Are you talking about?
You might have dropped.
You remember?
I played a song one time. Remember in Port Body Go Crazy?
I was just trying to make you feel better. I was just trying to make you feel better.
All right, it's good to hear from you, Mr. Peanut Oil Guy.
Listen, Charlamagne and Angela Yee, DJ Envy, my son made a great message for you guys on my Instagram page. Could you please check it out, please?
What's your Instagram? You didn't tag us.
Envy's still not inviting you to his birthday party.
Hold on. My Instagram is SEANSTONE 732.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, Porta Potty Guy.
Yes,
if
sir.
I go to your Instagram and I see your son begging to go to Envy's son's party, I'm going to be upset with you.
No, it's very funny, man. You know what I mean? And even if Envy don't want to invite me, I'm going to just go to Turtleback Zoo. I'm going to go to the Turtleback Zoo because they got more animals.
Ooh, I was there 2 weekends ago. I took my daughter to the Turtleback Zoo. I hate the zoo.
Okay.
I hate the zoo. I went to Turtleback Zoo in Jersey a couple weeks
and
ago.
And his son begging to go to the party.
That's why.
Stop it.
I hate the Turtleback Zoo. I think the zoo is like animal prison.
Turtleback Zoo is cute.
I don't
kids,
like to
man.
See animals in captivity, man. That's whack.
It's cute.
Nobody can hear that, Ye.
No, I'm just playing it.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to be talking about Bill Cosby. Now, you know, his trial starts today in Philadelphia, that sexual assault trial. So we'll tell you what you can expect.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Bill Cosby.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial starts today in Philadelphia, and both of his wives are expected to be there, as in his wife in real life, and also his TV wife, Felicia Rashad. Mm. Now, he's been reaching out to people that have been on the show with him. Also, as you know, Bill Cosby said he hasn't gotten a lot of support from other comedians mm-hmm. and from black leaders, but they do feel like it looks like Keisha Knight Pulliam, who played Rudy, and Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo, are expected to attend the trial, but Vanessa, as in Tempest Bledsoe, and the Sabrina LaBeouf, who played Sandra, and Lisa Bonet, who played Denise, have all been pretty quiet.
Will they be there, or is one of those things where they're busy?
I don't...
They're
doesn't
not
look like. Yeah, they have not mm-hmm. supported him outwardly. Mm-hmm. All right, he's facing up to 10 years, and right now he is standing accused of 3 counts of aggravated sexual assault against former Temple University athlete Andrea Constan. So, mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to testify either. They're saying he's not planning to take the stand.
No, he's not testifying, they said.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I mean, they do want to hear a denial in a situation like this. They would like for you to come up, deny those allegations against you. But right now they're saying it's mostly a he said, she said type of situation.
He's pretty old. He's pretty beat up. He's blind. He doesn't seem like he has it all together. It's probably best that he doesn't go on that stand.
All right, now Brandy was unconscious on a flight. She was going from L.A. to JFK on Friday. And before the plane pulled out of the gate, she lost consciousness and passengers and flight attendants had to help her out. Mm. Well, fortunately, she is okay. She went to the hospital. She has been released from the hospital. According to her rep, the stress of all the traveling and working so much has exhausted her. She'll be relaxing for the next few days. Ray J also commented and said that she is at home recovering.
That'll happen to you. If you work too much and don't get enough rest, you'll pass out at any given moment. That happened to me one time, but I think mine was because of the edibles. It wasn't really because I was tired.
Oh, man, there was an edible story in the rumors, too. I don't know if you saw this. Lionel Richie's... Somebody in his band showed it to me.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, he had an edible and went crazy and started stabbing himself.
Listen, I had to put the edibles away at home after that. All right, Derek Fisher. He's had a situation. He got arrested for DUI over the weekend on Sunday. He crashed his car on the 101 freeway after a night out. He went to go eat a catch in West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty bad flip. The car flipped over just after 3 a.m. He was headed home, and his passenger was, of course, Gloria Govan from Basketball Wives. Neither one of them were injured, but he was taken to jail, and he was arrested. It was determined that he had been drinking.
So the car flipped over, and mm-hmm. both of them were okay?
Yeah, both of them are okay.
No injuries?
Yeah, right now they are okay. They're very grateful that nobody else was involved. Nobody mm-hmm. got injured. So they're at home, and they said they want you to respect their privacy.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, speaking of trash, last night Golden State Warriors beat the... I don't know why they put Spurs on here, but beat the Cavaliers 132-113. Now, Steph Curry did have a triple-double. I didn't even acknowledge him. Now, Steph Curry did have a triple-double. He had 32 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. And also, LeBron had a triple-double. The game, the first half, was pretty good, but it looks like the Cavs just run out of steam.
I told y'all at the start of the series that I was picking the Cavs, which means Golden State was probably going to win the series. Okay.
It always happens like that.
Yeah, exactly. The Cavs just don't have enough. That's just all it boils down to. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even like that super team thing no more.
Yeah, it's whack.
Because the Golden State Warriors got, it's like a playing a game of spades, and the Golden State Warriors got 4 books, right? Like, you know,
absolutely.
Draymond coming, you know Klay yes. coming, you know KD coming, you know Steph coming. The Cavaliers got 1 book and like 2 possibles.
No, they got 2 books.
No, Kyrie's a possible, man.
Kyrie was busting ass the last 2 games, man.
No, he didn't. Kyrie didn't show up last night like he should have. Kyrie had like 17 points.
He did good, but Kyrie been busting ass in this whole playoffs.
He got to go Super Saiyan. He got to elevate to a whole nother level.
Well, imagine you lose this game and then a reporter asks you a question that's kind of silly. Well, here's how LeBron responded.
LeBron, you sure it's a case where you got to shoot a defense home court at this point?
Well, I mean, are you a smart guy? I think so, right? So if we don't defend home court, what happens?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm asking you.
Well, yeah, then you guys are looking at putting sweat.
All right. So the answer to your question.
What was the question? Because I watched that on Instagram
said,
about 10 times last night.
Are you going to defend home court?
Are you going to defend?
Okay. Got you.
He's like, of course. Why wouldn't we? You're a smart guy.
I mean, that's really not even a question LeBron can ask. Mm-mm. He can say, I mean, I hope to win. But I don't know until we play the game.
Well, let's talk about what happened in London. So sad.
Terrible incident. So let me just break it down for you. The London Bridge, by the way, has partially reopened to traffic this morning as the city is working to recover from a terrorist attack over the weekend. 7 people were killed and dozens more were injured. Now, the bridge has been closed since Saturday. That is when 3 armed men, they were wearing fake suicide vests. They drove a van into a crowd on the bridge, and then they got out. They attacked other people with knives in the nearby market. Now, ISIS has claimed responsibility for this attack that happened. There's still more than 30 victims that are hospitalized, and 21 of those victims are in critical condition. Now, ISIS, according to sources, are saying that they're claiming responsibility because ISIS posted a message on Saturday. That message called for followers to use vehicles, guns, and knives to kill the civilians of the Crusaders during the holy month of Ramadan. So really the goal is they just put out a message like that to inspire people to carry out attacks like this. Now here is what one eyewitness who's from Brooklyn had to say.
All I could see was one man at the front on the ground with a pool of blood forming. You couldn't really see it because there was so much blood around his head. Mm-hmm. I like searched around with my hands and it was on the back of his head. I got up and shouted towards the group of people in the back of the pub, is there a doctor? Looking back, it's terrifying, but in the moment, it's just instinct kicks in. I wasn't even thinking about the possibility of how much more dangerous it was up near the front of the pub, near the door, than it was in the back with everybody else.
Wow.
I got to go to London in August to do my podcast live. I'm thinking about canceling that trip.
Nah.
Well, police have shot and killed the 3 attackers, and they fired about 50 rounds of gunfire.
Now, they said the police stopped this thing in 8 minutes. They said in 8 minutes, all 3 suspects were dead. That's pretty fast.
Right, and they're still arresting people from the neighborhood and other people connected with the attackers.
Wow.
No, pray for everybody in London. Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Right. And that's front page news. When we come back, it's time to shoot your shot, all right?
Time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
Hey, Tia, good morning.
Morning.
It's shoot your shot. Now, tell us what's going on in your life right now.
So, there is a very special dude named Reek. And Reek and I have been friends since the first day in college. We both graduate next week, by the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, he's helped me out through school, like, so much. And he's always had my back with everything, like, to go over notes and everything. So if it wasn't for him, I really wouldn't be graduating. But also,
so you basically like, cheated off his paper the whole time is what you're telling us.
That's
what you're telling us.
Almost. But, I mean, also, I'm really nervous to tell you guys because, like, I recently broke up with my dude. You know, and Reek has held me down even past that. Every time we go out, he treats me like a gentleman. He treats me better than my dude ever did.
Did he ever try, though?
See what happens?
Yeah, and so even though we've never been romantically involved, we joked about the possibility. So, you know, and he's currently seeing a few people, but not like, you know, nothing exclusive. And so what I'm trying to do before we graduate is take advantage of this time in my life and really just shoot my shot with him.
There you go.
See if we can take it to the next level.
Okay, all right. And you said he hasn't tried anything. He hasn't tried to kiss you, hug you, hold you, invite you over, nothing.
I mean, he's real respectful with it. We always talked about it. I know he wants to, but, you know, nothing major.
This is a damn shame. Okay. Your man let you cheat off him all throughout college. You wouldn't have no degree without him, and now you're ready to go cheat on him with another man.
You're just a natural born cheater.
She dumped her boyfriend.
No, She's been cheating off Reek's paper. Reek's the one.
Oh, she was cheating off the boy that she want to have sex with.
Yes.
She dumped her boyfriend. They're broken up.
Well, Reek already doing enough for you.
Yeah, he's doing the most.
Yeah, he don't need to give you no penis
He needs to be my man. Like, for real.
Exactly. No, okay. No. Well, you know what? Let's see what Reek has to say.
No. Hold on. All right.
I hope Reek answers the phone and say, "Man, nah, Tia kind of slow. I just be feeling sorry for her. God said, look out for baby and fools, and she a damn fool.
Now, we about to call Reed.
Hold on, mama. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Right now, we're in the middle of Shoot the Shot. We have Tia on the line. She's about to shoot her shot with Reek, her classmate. Let's see how this goes. Tia, it's all up to you. Let's dial that number.
Hello?
Hey, babe. It's Tia.
Hey, girl. How's it going?
You know what? I got to talk to you for a minute. You got a minute?
Yeah, I got a little bit of time.
Okay, cool. So I'm just going to get right to it because I know that's what you like.
Yeah.
You know I'm not with Ty no more because he was with the You already know that. And throughout the whole thing, you held me down, and you know I really want to thank you for that. But I also wanted to just talk to you for a minute. We're about to graduate next week and move into this next phase of our life. And so
I know. Can you believe it?
Man, time has gone past, and you've been holding me down the whole time. And so, you know, I'm going to get to it, right to it. Listen, you have been the best man in my life, and I want to know now that we have this opportunity, I want to know if we can take it to another level and you could be my man.
What?
Damn.
What? Who is that?
It's The Breakfast Club. We're here. We're just supporting.
What? Oh, what are we doing? Three-way calls like it's grammar school again, huh?
Well, there's three of us on here. But Reek, Tia has a little crush on you, you know, and you've been so good to her as a friend. She wants to take it to the next level. Are you interested?
She wants a shot.
Wow. I don't know, because we've been friends since, like, freshman year. And sometimes they mess up the friendship.
He's not attracted to you.
Are you attracted to her?
I am. Yeah. She's a very gorgeous woman. Very.
So what, you wouldn't want to have a relationship with her? Could you see that being your girlfriend? Could you see her being your girlfriend?
Yeah, I could see it, but like, what if something goes wrong? I don't want our friendship to end, you know?
Damn. That's right. I mean that she can't cheat off your paper no more, Reek.
I mean, you don't sound very, you know, into it.
You got to give it a shot. Give it a chance. It could be very good. That could be your wife, bro.
I'm going to be honest with you, Tia. Reek sound gay.
What?
You know what? I didn't think about that.
Reek sound a little gay, Reek.
Yeah, Reek
you a little
gay. I didn't think about that.
Reek reeks of gayness.
Nah. No, it's definitely not that, brother. It's just, you know, she's a really good friend. We've been really tight, you know.
He's just not that
what
into
you. What do you think of Tank performing at the Gay Pride Parade last week? What do you think?
Did you cheer?
Stop it, Reek. Reek,
pretend
we're not here and it's just you and Tia. I know y'all are good friends, but would you risk that friendship to take it to the next level and potentially be really good lovers?
Man, you know what, Tia? Considering how the bond we have, I think we would be good lovers. You know what? Let's do it.
Go ahead.
Let's do it.
It seems like you forced him.
Yeah,
though.
He just don't want the world to think he gay. That's all this is.
Yes, pull it with his... Let him hit.
That's all this is.
Whoa, me?
It's a song.
Well, I'm really happy, and I'm just really happy to be going into this next thing. I'm really happy. Like, I think we're going to be good together, and next week is going to be amazing. We're going to be able to set that off.
Go over there right now, Reek.
I want to update in a few weeks, Reek.
No doubt. Reek, it's like we graduated in college, and now we're graduating from friendship to lover.
Oh, this is too cute.
I need to hear from y'all in a few weeks. So when it all goes bad, I need to know why, okay?
Well, good luck, guys.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, shoot your shot. If you want to shoot your shot with somebody, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. All right, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Bill Maher. Why are people so mad at him? Do you think he should be fired? Also, Kendrick Lamar, he bought his little sister a present. Why are people complaining?
We have rumors on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Ariana Grande had her One Love concert in Manchester over the weekend. It was a 3-hour benefit concert with people like Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, Coldplay, Pharrell, Black Eyed Peas. Mac Miller joined Ariana Grande on stage. And it was absolutely beautiful.
The show was Saturday or Sunday?
It was on Sunday, I believe.
Sunday, okay.
Here is Ariana Grande.
And I want to also say I had the pleasure of meeting Olivia's mommy a few days ago. As soon as I met her, I started crying and I gave her a big hug. And she said that I should stop crying because Olivia wouldn't have wanted me to cry. And then she told me that Olivia would have wanted to hear the hits. So that being said, we had a totally different show plan and we had a rehearsal yesterday. We had changed everything. And this evening has been so light and so filled with fun and love and bright energy. And I want to thank you for that.
All right. Well, Justin Bieber also took to the stage and he gave an excellent performance. And it was very moving as well. Here was Justin Bieber.
No matter what's happening in the world, God is in the midst. And he loves you. And he's here for you. I just want to take this moment to honor the people that were lost or that were taken. To the families, we love you so much. Put both hands up to honor those people right now. Everybody say, we honor you. And we love you. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
That was a great cause. They did a great deed.
Now, Pharrell performed too?
Yeah.
Wow, Pharrell, because Pharrell did the Roots picnic this weekend too and then flew out there to did that. That's dope.
No, no, no. Yeah, I saw pictures of him on stage.
Speaking of that, I don't want to take away from what we're talking about. Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, speaking of the Roots picnic, did you see the reception that Nori got when he came out? They love Nori still out here in these streets.
Absolutely. N-O-R-E. Absolutely.
What? Nori is drop. Salute to Noriega.
He is the drink champ.
Man, I mean, Nori is a legend. Yes.
The artist, Nori.
It was like, that the podcast guy raps? Yes. No, he's a legend.
He's not the podcast guy. He's a rapper.
Shout out to his wife, Nori. It was her birthday as well. So I see they're in New York celebrating.
Salute to N-O-R-E.
All right, now, Kendrick Lamar. Why are people mad at Kendrick for buying his sister a graduation present? Well, he bought her a 2017 Toyota. Which, by the way, that was my first car ever, too, as well. But I would think that she would appreciate it, which she does. She went to Instagram and she shared a picture of that new vehicle that her brother bought for her. But people on Instagram and Twitter were criticizing that. I mean, I think that's really silly. I don't
criticizing
even
it for what?
Like that he should have bought her a better car or something like
man,
that. That's
shut
a
up,
very
man.
Great,
that's a brand
reliable,
new car.
Brand new car.
That's a brand new car that cost about what, $20,000,
$30,000?
And all those
20,
people,
30, 000,
right? All those people are criticizing. Do y'all have a brand new 2017 car?
Yeah, she's 17 years old. What kind of car are you supposed to get her? A Bentley? A Phantom? Like, you gotta work for that.
How about that's probably what she wanted? Maybe that's what she said she wanted.
I doubt that's what she wanted.
She could have wanted that.
But there's nothing wrong with him buying his sister that car.
Also, as a 17-year-old, I don't know if you want to stunt. Like, that's your first car. You're going to bang it up.
My first car was a Honda Accord, and I was so happy for that Honda Accord.
Mine was a Toyota Camry.
Was you happy?
Extremely happy.
I just don't like people counting other people's pockets, man. Let that man do what he want to do with his money. Why do y'all care so much? Why are you so invested in what he buy his sister?
I really don't understand why people want to make
people pissed off
about
it too.
I don't get it. All right, now Bill Maher has had to apologize, and that is because he used the N-word on his show on Friday night. Now, it was a live broadcast of his show, Real Time, and he was talking to Senator Ben Sasse about his new book, The Vanishing American Adult. They were talking about adults who dress up for Halloween, and here's what happened.
We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that.
Senator, I'm a house.
Yeah, that sounded crazy.
I saw that in real time. We got to stop bleeping the N-word on here, man.
Well, Bill Maher responded. He said, Friday nights are always my worst night of sleep because I'm up reflecting on the things I should or shouldn't have said on my live show. Last night was a particularly long night as I regret the word I used in the banter of a live moment. The word was offensive and I regret saying it and I'm sorry.
Trash apologies. I hate those apologies that are so insincere. You only putting that out because you got backlash. I hate those.
Now, Sasse also responded.
Who is Sasse?
He was the guy that he was interviewing, the senator.
That's his name?
Senator Sasse?
I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't think it's Sasse.
I don't think it's Sasse.
Sasse.
I don't remember, but it ain't Sasse. I would remember that. I don't remember no Sasse.
Well, pronounce S-A-S-S-E.
It gotta be like Sass or...
I don't know.
Sasse.
I don't think it's Sasse.
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 Anyway, he said, I'm a First Amendment absolutist. Comedians get latitude to cross hard lines, but free speech comes with a responsibility to speak up when folks use that word. Me just cringing last night wasn't good enough. Here's what I wish I'd been quick enough to say in the moment. Hold up. Why would you think it's okay to use that word? The history of the N-word is an attack on universal human dignity. It's therefore an attack on the American creed. Don't use it.
He didn't feel that way either. If you felt that way, you would have said it.
He would have said it, yeah.
He actually did.
He didn't say anything.
He honestly did what he was supposed to do. He stand down. In his mind, he's like, I'm not black. I'm not. This is not my fight. All right? Okay.
I still think he'd have been like, whoa. Something.
Nah, he was.
Some type
he was
of reaction.
He did what he was supposed to do. He just shut the hell up, sat there, and be quiet.
This ain't my
Move
fight.
Move on. This ain't my fight. Boy, you gonna get it. I know he was thinking in his mind, Black Twitter gonna kill you. Because that's what I was thinking.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Hey! Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 5th. Goes to Bill Maher. I watch Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday at 10 p.m. on HBO. I think Bill Maher is great at what he does. I don't agree with everything that comes out of his mouth, but so what? There's nobody on this planet that I agree with 100% of the time. I am a God-fearing man. Bill Maher is an atheist, but that doesn't stop his show from being any less entertaining. And on Friday's show, Bill Maher was having a conversation with Republican Senator Ben Sasse. And this happened.
We'd love to have you work in the fields with us. Work in the fields?
That's part of that.
Senator, I'm a house.
Well, we bleeping it because we done got soft here on The Breakfast Club, but he said house N-word. Play it one more time.
Hey.
We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that.
Senator, I'm a house.
Now, when I first saw that, I thought three things. Number one, I said, oh, sugar honey iced tea. With a chuckle. The reason I chuckled, because I actually thought that the joke had great timing, and he actually used it in the proper context. Number two, I chuckled because I knew as soon as those words left his lips that this one isn't going to end well for him. Number three, a white person can never use the N-word in any context. I also chuckled because that was a rookie mistake. I don't expect that from a veteran Caucasian like Bill Maher. Bill Maher is 61 years old. He was born in the Jim Crow segregation era. He was born 8 years before the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was established. Bill Maher, not some young white kid who grew up on hip-hop who thinks that the word is a term of endearment. He knows all the baggage and blood that comes with the N-word, and he let it fly off his tongue with no remorse. Can you play the clip again? You got the clip? You got it? Keep it up. Keep it. Play it again.
We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that.
Senator, I'm a house.
Older white people are really losing their minds. Between Kathy Griffin and Bill Maher, I can't believe they're making such rookie mistakes. It actually seems like every white person in America is getting in trouble for offending people, except Donald Trump. But back to Bill Maher. I can't get over how much of an elementary school mistake this is. In the Cultural Handbook of Race Relations, Chapter 1, Verse 1, it says white people shall not use the N-word under any circumstance. I don't want to hear rappers use it and black people use it amongst each other. That has nothing to do with you. Okay, white people using the N-word will always be a trigger. And it's a simple rule to follow when it comes to stuff like this. If black people are telling you they are offended because you use the N-word, then don't use the N-word. It's simple. When it comes to the gay community, when it comes to Asians, when it comes to Jewish people, when it comes to women, everybody knows you can't play with those communities. People in positions of power like Bill Maher, especially in the media, wouldn't even think about using slurs against those groups because they know it'll be swift consequences and repercussions. So grant black people the same respect. I can't even believe I have to say this in 2017. I know the lines are blurred and white people are of the culture and they go to YG concerts and sing my N-word, but nah. The word has too much blood on it, and it seems like every year it's a situation that happens that makes me question, why do we even use the word at all? Okay, we can't continue to say that we use it as a term of endearment and we took the power out of it when situations like this remind us that the word still has plenty of power. Can we play the clip again? Just play it one more time for me.
Hold on, pulling it up.
We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that.
Senator, I'm a house.
Bill Maher could have said, if white people would have been slaves, I would have been in the house. That would have been smart. That would have been funny. But instead, he went for it and said house N-word. When you see a white person say the N-word in light of history, there is no other context for us to take that in. Do I think Bill Maher is racist? No. Do I think he meant to offend? No. But he did. And that's the other side of freedom of speech people don't discuss. You have the right to say what you want, but people have the right to be offended. And when you offend people, there will be consequences and repercussions. Now, of course, Bill Maher put out one of those insincere apologies that people put out when they get backlash. He said, Friday nights are always my worst night of sleep because I'm up reflecting on the things I should or shouldn't have said on my live show. Last night was a particularly long night as I regret the word I used in the banter of a live moment. The word was offensive and I regret saying it and I'm very sorry. Now, as a person who offends people by accident all the time, I can honestly say sometimes you say things with no intention to offend and you end up offending. But a white person saying the N-word is not one of those times. Okay, you are 61 years old, Bill Maher. You have been alive longer than black people have been out of segregation. You know better. I really can't even believe that I have to tell a white person in 2017 that they can't use the N-word under any circumstance. Don't get that comfortable, especially when you're in the media, okay? We can't control you all using it amongst yourselves and saying it behind our backs, but we can have a say with you using it on your platforms. And please stop with all the insincere apologies that you only release when you get backlash, because they don't work. And just because you say no offense doesn't mean we can't be offended. Please give Bill Maher the biggest hee-haw, please. I'm just saying, there's just some things you should know.
All right.
Right? Especially as a media personality who has a lot to lose, right?
Yeah.
There's just some things you should know.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey today. Well, question. Mm-hmm. Should Bill Maher be fired?
People are really doing a hashtag to fire Bill Maher.
No, I don't think he should be fired.
All right, well, let me ask you this. If you said...
Said what?
A word? No.
What?
No, a word that was let me say...
Derogatory.
Derogatory.
Yeah, anything
another.
About the gay community, any, the Jewish community, community Asian Jewish community.
Any other community out there.
Yes.
You'd be fired immediately. Not even question.
I would hope not, but yeah, probably.
You would be fired immediately. Yeah. So why not the same?
All right, so you should be fired then.
800-585-1051.
If I gotta go, you gotta go too.
Am I right or wrong?
You got to get
Because if you said anything derogatory to anybody in this world, you would be fired.
Hey.
Right or wrong?
I would hope not, but probably it's a good chance to put that pressure 90, on.
95%.
It might depend on how it was used and what happened and the context of it and if he has a history of certain things. I don't know. I can't say he would
I just
be fired.
Don't
say,
I think yeah, he'd I just be fired. Don't want to say he should be fired because I don't want them to pull up the tapes of me saying crack ass crack of all these shit. And use that against me. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you're right.
I think he should be reprimanded. I think he should be criticized. I think somebody should use this as a moment to teach him, even though he should know why he shouldn't use it. But I don't think he should be fired.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. That's the question. Should Bill Maher be fired? Call us up right now. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Bill Maher donkey of the day. What you give him donkey today for?
Because he made a rookie mistake. Like, he made a super rookie mistake, and that rookie mistake was a white man using the N-word. Period. I listen, white people have been losing their minds. Between Kathy Griffin holding up a decapitated head of the president and Bill Maher using the N-word, I don't know what is going on with white people in 2017.
See, the question is, should he get fired?
Yeah.
And see, this is how I think. Honestly, he should be suspended, not fired. But if we're going to do it for that, we have to do that for every derogatory word across the board. Like, it can't be a limit. You can't say, if you can say the N-word, you only get suspension. But if you say another derogatory word, you're fired.
Listen, but context is important, right? I don't think he should be fired. I think he should be checked. I think somebody should use this as a moment to teach. He could even be suspended, but not fired. See, a white person saying the N-word is definitely a trigger. Always is, always will be. But in the context he used it in, he wasn't trying to offend. I think it was just a moment where he got too comfortable. So that comes into play. It's not like he looked somebody in the eye and said, you're a house nigga. Remember when Kramer was on stage and he was wild and he was like, you a nigga, you a nigga. That was like, you got to get him out the paint.
That was inflammatory, disgusting.
Yes, right. Bill wasn't
Can't
inflammatory.
Can't rock with you. I stopped watching Seinfeld reruns after that. I will say this with Bill Maher. I don't feel like he has a history of saying negative things about the black community. I also feel like just because you dated a couple of black chicks like Superhead, that don't mean that you should feel like it's okay.
Yeah, he just
used
got
the word.
He got comfortable.
And this should be a great lesson for him and anybody else who feels like because I have some black friends, I can use the word. No, you still can't.
But it's not even just about the word. That's why I keep going back to the context. Even though a white person using the word is always out of context.
It's a trigger.
But when the guy said something about people working in the field, Sassy said working in the field, then he replied, hey, I'm a house N-word.
Right.
What he should have said was, look, if white people had been slaves, I would have been in the house. Same effectiveness. same. It'd have been funny. Everybody would have chuckled, kept it moving. But when you say the N-word, nobody's paying attention to anything else around that joke.
And slave jokes are also a little weird anyway for...
For a white person, yeah.
For
it's always...
As
it's
well.
To see a crack-ass cracker make a slave joke is weird. It is.
The whole thing was just dead-ass wrong.
He shouldn't get fired.
Yeah.
The way Charlamagne says cracker, he shouldn't get fired.
What do you mean? That's a slur?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Bev.
Hey, Bev. Now, what do you think should happen to Bill Maher?
I don't think they should fire him. I mean, I know he used the word in the wrong context. He used it in the context of slavery, but you remember what... my guy Trevor Noah said when he was up there, anytime somebody does something like this, we send them off, we banish them, and it doesn't solve the problem at all. It just makes it worse.
Right.
I don't think it makes it worse. It's just that we don't never solve the problem.
Are you black, sir? Saying?
Yes, I'm black.
Okay. All right. Thank you, man. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Glenda.
Glenda the Good Witch.
Yeah. That's right. No, I don't think Bill Maher should be fired. You know, first of all, it was a joke. And he didn't refer to any black people in that comment. He said, I'm a house, which is a reference that we amongst ourselves use quite often. And I just don't see why he should have been fired.
Glenda, can I ask you a question, Glenda, just real quick? Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you ever in the history of your life ever heard of any White House?
Yes.
Really?
If you go back in the history books, you will see that indentured white servants were slaves here in the United States too. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a black person. I'm 63. I lived the civil rights movement.
She did.
But if you go in history, you will see that the white man enslaves everybody. He enslaves his own people and any other person he comes in contact with that is a poor person.
Okay.
So yes, there were white house niggas too.
Okay, thank you.
So he should have said, I would have been a house whitey or a house cracker.
You know what? 800-585-1051. We're talking Bill Maher. Should he have been fired? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Bill Maher Donkey of the Day for saying this.
We'd love to have you work in the fields with us. Work in the fields?
That's part of that.
Senator, I'm a house.
Yeah.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, should he be fired?
No, I don't think he should be fired. And the reason I keep saying I don't think he should be fired is because I don't feel like he used it in the context where he was trying to be inflammatory. He wasn't trying to be a malicious. He wasn't trying to offend. He just got too comfortable. He needs to be checked. Somebody should use this as a moment to teach. He could be suspended, but I don't think he should be necessarily fired.
I think suspended. Yeah. He should be suspended.
Because it's only a matter of time before they come to me for using the word cracker. But I keep trying to explain to white people, it is a difference between regular white people and crack-ass crackers.
He probably said the same thing. It's different between regular black people and...
No, but he used it in the context of slavery. So that's totally different.
True, okay.
You know, you have racist bigots are crack-ass crackers, and then you got regular white people. So if you're not a racist bigot, you're not offended by me saying crack-ass cracker.
Hello? I just hope he really understands why it's wrong.
I think he does now. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? This is Cass from Brooklyn. Good morning, everybody.
What's up, bro? You think Bill Maher should be fired?
Yeah, I believe he should be fired.
Why?
I mean, I watched the show. I personally sat there and watched the show and watched the skit. And when you saw him drop the N-word, you literally saw his face said, oh, my God, I know what's going to happen. If that was Steve Harvey, Wendy Williams saying something like on that platform, like crack ass cracker or anything about the gay community,
hey,
this whole meme will be something about firing them. And I can't believe they did that. Bill Maher got to get the same treatment.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. You're right. You cannot say negative gay slurs about gay people. You can't say them about Jewish people. You can't say them about Asians. And people in the media know that. So black people should have that same kind of respect, right?
Yeah.
We should garner that same respect.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
This is Christian.
What's your name?
Christian.
Hey, Christian, you think Bill Maher should be fired?
He should be more than fired. He should get shot, kicked, and thrown out a window and pinched afterwards.
You said he should get shot and thrown out a window?
You need to throw your phone out the damn window. You can't call up here slandering nobody when your phone sounds like the way you are sound.
I definitely can.
Okay, it sounds bad. I can't.
Yeah, your phone is bad. Thank you, but thank you for trying. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. Ariola from New Jersey.
Hey, Mama, we're talking Bill Maher. You know, he used the N-word the other night on his show. Do you think he should be fired?
Well, I mean,
I don't think that that's my place to say. I don't follow him. I think that this is a little far-fetched.
Are you black?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so, I mean, you can't have an opinion on
more
it then.
More of my issue, I think he's getting a lot of backlash for using the N-word, and as, yes, as offensive as that is, I think the major issue that's being ignored is the fact that he even referenced slavery in a joking manner.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what makes it, that's what got people even more hot. You know what I'm saying? The fact that he did reference slavery in a joking manner.
Right, but even when I looked it up, it's like, you know, he's being reprimanded for using the N-word, the N-word, the N-word. Even his apology was for using the N-word. It wasn't for the fact that he even referenced how anything.
Right, that he made a very tasteless joke.
Yeah, like that's what offended me. You know,
I actually look at Bill Maher different now.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said I actually look at Bill Maher different now after that.
Now, I will say this, you're absolutely right, but it's not like he just bought it up out of the blue. It was actually a good back and forth because the guy started talking about being in the field and then he said he would have been a house N-word.
Right. I just don't think he should have been so comfortable.
That's what he was too comfortable.
And that's what makes me look at him differently. It was very comfortable. You could tell he
used the word before.
Listen, he dances around frequently.
He uses the word all the time. He uses it as a term of endearment. He uses it in reference to slavery. Mm-hmm. He uses it when he's talking about people in Chicago. You could tell he uses the N-word.
We need to ask Superhead
quite often.
Get Superhead on the line. Now, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is every white person in the world seems to be getting in trouble for offending people except Trump, okay? Don't fire Bill Maher until you fire Trump first.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
All right. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Kim Kardashian, find out why she says she has no respect for her stepmother, I guess, right? Anymore? Caitlyn Jenner would be her stepmother.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what I would say. But anyway, also, Wonder Woman broke all kinds of records over the weekend. We'll tell you about that, too.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wonder Woman.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Wonder Woman made over $100 million at the box office this weekend. And that's the biggest domestic debut for a female director ever. The previous record was for 50 Shades of Grey that opened with $85 million back in 2015.
I'm not going to see Wonder Woman because I'm prejudiced against DC Comics. Okay.
Well, everybody's saying it's a great movie. They've already greenlit the sequel. So there's going to be a part two that's going to be in America.
And you know, I'm such a Marvel head and I hate DC Comics so much, but I have seen Man of Steel. I did see Batman versus Superman. And the Wonder Woman trailer looked trash to me, but everybody's saying how good it is. So it's a part of me that's going to go see it. So I guess
support,
I will.
Go support her. Wonder Woman is the first female-led superhero film to be directed by a woman also.
Well, don't worry. Captain Marvel is coming, okay? Miss Marvel will be out in a couple years.
All right, now Lionel Richie, his bassist, had a horrific reaction. He actually ended up stabbing himself repeatedly after eating some edibles. He's 42 years old. He had some friends over. They were eating edibles, and that's when Ethan Farmer just started violently turning on himself and stabbing himself. He was taken to a hospital, and they did say he is recovering, but he was bleeding profusely. They said he had either eaten pot brownies or cookies, and that's when he just started stabbing all over his
body. He was absolutely on that sativa, whatever they call that strain of weed that gives you anxiety and makes you all jittery. I was on it about a month ago in L.A., and if I had a knife, I probably would have stabbed myself, too. I was so high and acting so crazy that my wife said, are you about to start running around naked? So I put on all my clothes because I really didn't know. I really did not know if I was going to start running around naked. So I put on all my clothes just to make sure that if I did start running around, at least I wasn't naked.
But this wasn't from edibles.
No, it was just a regular
That's the thing about edibles. You don't know how much concentrate is in there.
Mm-hmm. You don't know how much nothing is in none of that stuff. After I smoked in L.A. a month ago, I said, you know what? I totally understand why Jeff Sessions does not want to make this legal. There's no reason for this strong substance to be this legal.
But if you make it legal, you can find out exactly what's in it. You can regulate it.
Bruh, that came from the dispensary.
Right, it's legal there.
Oh, well, I guess you're right.
So your glaucoma's better.
No.
All right. Now let's talk about Tracy Morgan. They want him to testify under oath in an insurance dispute against Walmart's multi-million dollar payout over the accident that left him in a coma and also killed his friend Jimmy Mack. Now, his attorney is saying that he will not do any type of deposition. They want a 7-hour deposition from Tracy Morgan. They want to prove that he exaggerated his injuries to get that payout.
What?
Is that ridiculous?
Wait, Walmart is going back at him now?
Yes. Walmart's insurer. It's their insurance company.
Tracy couldn't walk. He was in a wheelchair. He had to teach himself how to walk again.
Right.
What are you talking about?
So now they're disputing that $90 million payout that they gave him.
How much?
How much did they give him?
What?
That just came out.
It says it was reported to be about $90 million.
Wow.
Whoa. I watched Tracy Morgan's special over the weekend, too, on Netflix.
I actually went to go see him when he performed it.
I thought it was funny. And he had a lot of Walmart jokes.
All right. Well, according to his lawyer, he's saying that to try to say that Tracy Morgan is not allowed to have a fancy car because they also want to bring up the fact that he got a Lamborghini.
You damn right.
That was $440 million.
He just got a Bugatti
the
other day.
They said maybe he should drive a Honda. I mean, come on. He deserves to get whatever he wants to with the money that he got from the accident. It is what it is. He can do whatever he wants.
And by the way, Tracy could afford a lot of that stuff before the accident, by the way. Let's be clear about that.
Right. So they're going to rule on June 19th. A judge will rule whether or not Tracy Morgan will have to go and do
it. I don't know. You should not
say that. I don't understand how they can remotely say he was faking his injuries. The man almost died. The man was in a coma. The man had to teach himself how to walk again. Like, what do they want from him?
Right. And also Artie Fuqua. I think they're trying to make him do a deposition of the other comedian that was with him. Shout out to Artie. But yeah, that's just ridiculous. These guys almost died. Their friend did die. Imagine the trauma from that.
Absolutely. It's putting more salt in their wounds. And whatever healing and grieving they're going through is just bringing it all back up, bringing them back to a bad place. Salute to my guy, Tracy Morgan, man.
No matter what, he'll never be the same again.
No way. Well, Mega Millions is $300 million. You can play on Wednesday. I played this weekend. I won $7, so.
Good for you. How much did you spend to win?
20 and I won 7, but it's
so
like,
you didn't really win anything.
Is that $375 million?
So you're at negative 13.
How much money 13. That is? I don't think y'all realize how much $320 million is.
I don't know.
Well, after taxes, it's only like half that.
Okay, no, well, whatever. Okay, 110. Oh, whatever. I can't do math.
Yes, it wouldn't be.
How much is half of 320?
160.
Okay.
All right. And Laura Govan, her house got broken into. You know her from Basketball Wives LA. She also was just recently on Iyanla's Fix My Life. Now, they said they stole about $700,000 worth of cash and jewelry from her home. They took $615,000 in jewelry, $98,000 in cash, and a $50,000 Rolex. $98,000.
$98,000 in cash?
That's what Laura told the cops.
He's selling drugs out of there?
That's a lot of cash to just have in your house for whatever reason. Oh, now, a neighbor said that she heard the dog barking around 1 a.m. but didn't think much of it. And Govan's motion sensor doorbell also detected movement that night around 12:44 a.m. So they're saying that she does have a security system, but she didn't turn it on. And the reason she didn't turn it on was because she had a friend who was watching her dog. She wanted to make sure they could easily come in and out of the house.
Didn't one of them Godivas, what's his name?
Govan.
Didn't one of them get into a car wreck?
Her sister Gloria was with Derek Fisher, and he got into a car accident and got charged with DUI.
She was giving Derek fellatio? What happened?
No, they were drunk? Coming back. They were leaving cash.
Allegedly.
And he had some drinks, and
his car flipped over. I'm watching American God, so you know, every time I hear about a man and a woman in a car accident, I'm thinking the woman's giving them fellatio. If you watch American God, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Well, that's not what was reported that happened. All right.
Bet he had his pants around his ankles when he got into that car wreck.
I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor reports.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now,
something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States
In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.